Hello and welcome to the Weekend Catch-Up Podcast. This is the podcast where we get you caught up on all things tech, pop culture, and trending news. And we've got a special Facebook Live going on Bree's Facebook page right now. So you're hopping in with that today.
Yes, I have people say, how do I listen to your podcast all the time? And I'm like...
You're just bringing them a video version
of it. This is it. Okay?
Yeah,
if you like it, you have to find out how.
Right.
And it's really easy.
Yes.
You just literally go to the apps.
You just go to it. So we're recording the podcast right now. We've got Facebook Live streaming on Bree's Facebook page. I just shared it on mine as well so people can watch it. That can help. we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There was a huge PlayStation 5 event that took place that revealed some exclusive games as well as the much anticipated...
There was a great nerd event.
Yes, there was a
very
great
nerd event.
A huge nerd event. So we got the reveal of the PlayStation 5 price... as well as when we're actually going to be able to get it. So that's coming up. We're going to talk about that. Plus the idea of flights to nowhere. This is kind of a thing that's happening as a result of the pandemic. Airlines have just decided that we're going to start flying to nowhere. And we'll kind of like walk through what that actually means. And senators are actually considering keeping us in daylight savings time.
Are we saving the daylight right now?
Yes, we are. We're on daylight savings time right now. The bill... is to keep us through it through November 7th, 2021. So basically...
Keep us on daylight savings.
Yeah, they
keep
don't...
Keep us on daylight savings.
They don't want us to fall back.
We're saving the daylight now. We're not saving it then.
Right.
No, we're not saving it then.
Right.
We're not saving the daylight then.
Right, we're saving...
I just
the,
understood
we're saving the daylight now because we have more daylight in the afternoon.
Because we have more day now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
So we're going to talk about that,
and I
think
college.
You're going to learn about it for the first time.
Learn about daylight savings
like live
for the first
on the podcast.
Time. Okay.
But first, we're going to talk about our weeks in pop culture.
You got to talk about yours first because you've been so excited.
Yeah. So my week in pop culture is kind of not. I mean, is it pop culture? Kind of. Does it count as pop culture?
It's very pop culture-y for the area that we live in.
Right. That's true.
It is very trendy.
Yeah.
Very
so
trendy thing.
I finally caved and I bought. A new, like, good bike. So I've been riding the same bike for about a year?
Yeah, you got it when we moved into this house. So that was, like, October.
So about a year now I've been riding a bike. It served me well.
Shout out Walmart.
Walmart. I got it from Walmart. It has served me well for the reason that I basically wanted to see if I could stick with biking, right?
Okay.
I wanted to give myself time to actually put some mileage on a bike. I checked it. So I originally thought I'd put more. But I have put 225 miles on this bike, which feels...
That's it?
I know. It feels low.
I feel like you've been...
That's all of the rides that I've tracked on Strava, though. So I've done a lot more.
Okay.
But all of the tracked rides, about 225 miles. I feel like I have pretty good evidence that I'm going to stick with biking. So I figured I would get myself a really good bike.
Well, you commute with your bike. So I'm like, okay, that's easy. That's an easy purchase.
Yep.
Sorry.
So I bike commute, and I bought a Trek FX3. And
my dad immediately asked if you bought a Trek.
Yeah. But this bike is like riding a Cadillac compared to my other bike, my Kent Fixie. So you can Google that one. It's a wildly different vibe. So it's nice. I've been really enjoying
it. It's a cheap bike. But if you need a bike that you're going to ride every day safely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Between now and.
Also, you go down a really big hill.
Yeah, I kind of hill bomb. Like, getting to work, I bomb a hill.
You really, like, yeah.
Yeah, I bomb a hill every day that I go to work. So it's been nice to have brakes again. I didn't have brakes on my other bike, which was interesting.
Which I didn't find out for quite a while.
That out kind of late in the day on that one. But I love it. In the last, like, 24 hours, I've put 17 miles on it, according to Strava. So I've ridden it quite a bit just in the last day.
You've been finding excuses to ride it.
Yes, I've been finding excuses to get out and roll around, and I'm loving it. So that's kind of my week, what's been going on in my life. What about you? I think I know what yours is going to be.
Oh, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Absolutely, because I've never, I'm sorry, I keep hitting the mic.
You're talking with your hands, it's fine.
Well, I'm
I
trying
to
like,
stay
pad in the
frame. Microphone.
I know, I'm trying to stay in the frame of this. So
you're good.
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was like, who are these stars you speak of? Because they're never really like
famous
people.
Football players and John Stamos sometimes.
Oh, If only it was John Stamos. He is actually famous. Yes. He's actually famous.
Yeah.
But it's usually people I don't know. And to be fair, I really don't know who all of them are. I know like three of the people before I started watching this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Backstreet Boy, like the one that's on it. AJ? Is it AJ? AJ's yes. on it. He's on Dancing with the Stars. I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this person you speak of?
He was the Backstreet Boy with like the weird goatee. Yeah.
Yes.
He was the one that had the tattoos and the weird goatee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like if the Backstreet Boys happened in 2020, they would all have tattoos.
I think so.
But anyway, I got really into it one day, and I watched every performance that Bindi Irwin had done when she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And because, one, I love her, and I'm obsessed with her. And two, she did amazing, and she won.
Yeah. I'm so easily impressed with dancing. Like, the fact when they do, like, the weird body roll thing, that impresses me alone. So, watching it...
Like, that counts as a lift, but he lifts her up all the way.
Yeah. And they actually have, like, people out on the floor. So we're watching Dancing with the Stars Season 21, Week 6, Rumba. Derek and...
It's a Roomba.
Bindi. Rumba?
It's okay.
Roomba. Is
it
the
Roomba
vacuum.
Or is it Rumba?
I don't know. Carole Baskin lifts a tiger.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. If that doesn't happen on this season, there's no point in having her on. She actually did bad the first week, right?
She did not do good.
She didn't do well. Well, I feel like they brought her on purely for just personality and for name recognition, so I don't know that they're going to do... This is good.
I know. They recreate the whole dance. It's very cool.
Yeah, this
very
is cool.
All right. Okay, all right. You can pause it.
So you've been like a Dancing with the Stars fiend.
Yes, I have. Well, I watched all of those, and then I showed you a bunch of them, and then I watched...
Bree showed me a lot of Dancing with the Stars.
And then we watched the episode. It was on Hulu.
Yeah.
We didn't get to vote.
Right.
But apparently you vote for people. I don't know how all the scoring works or anything because I've only ever seen this season.
Yeah.
But Carole Baskin did terrible, and so did the girl from Selling Sunset, which has the real estate agents that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hate them.
That I hate.
You're willing to publicly say that.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I feel like they try to make it look very glamorous, but it's just not glamorous at all. All
right.
Anyway, I got really into it. Carole Baskin did not do well. She was terrifying to watch.
She was kind of scary.
It was horrifying, yes. Okay. Anyway, but that was my week in pop culture. I'm wondering if I'm missing any good parts.
No, I think it's just been
Tyra
dancing.
Oh, Tyra Banks was terrible, remember?
I was not a big fan of how Tyra hosted
it. We were not a big fan of Tyra Banks. I don't think she knew anyone's names.
Yeah, no.
She knew anybody's names.
Yeah. No, I don't think that she did. I'm actually pretty confident that she didn't. She, like, found way to, like, give people nicknames.
She's like, oh, that's your new
like,
nickname.
As it was happening.
Yes. No, it was
and
awful.
It was pretty incredible. Nathan on the video says, Baskin needs to dance to the Kill Her Husband song just to mess with us.
Oh, your mom said they lost me as a viewer this year because of Carol.
Oh, wow.
That's why I became a viewer.
Yeah, see, so it's going to be kind
so
of
it works
a,
half and half,
it's going to be a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Jarek says, do you hate all of them on Sunset Stars?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not actually seen it. I just saw the first, like, 5 minutes, and I was like, it cannot be that nice or glamorous. I'm not watching that. So,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's jump into topic number one. Sony did their big PlayStation 5 reveal, right? So they did the launch date when people can get it, November 12th, and they gave us the price point. Now, here's why this is significant, guys. Xbox, the Series X, and the Series S, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They announced their price point before Sony did. And everyone was going, okay, is that going to impact Sony's pricing at all? Okay, so there were estimates that Sony's PlayStation 5 was going to be like $600. And they came out today or the other day and they said, okay, nope, it's going to be $500 for the disc version.
Okay, and your theory is that they changed the price.
My theory is that they changed the price. My theory is that after Xbox revealed that they were going to have $500 for the Series X, which is kind of like the deluxe model, and then $300 for the Series S, which is the discless, all-digital version, right?
Uh-huh.
Sony, who like previously had like $600 for their deluxe model and $500 for their digital, they were like, oh no. And like some nerd with like a projected loss sheet was coming in like, guys, we have to lower the prices.
So they like had to figure out because they have all of the like symbols for the math and everything. I wonder if they had like a calculator that had to get it all.
Yeah, they
and
have
they were,
all
like
of,
typing
like,
it in really fast.
They have all of the global
they
currency.
They have like yen, euro,
pound
and US dollar.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, This is a thing that was really confusing me about this. There are two versions of the PS5.
Yes.
Two versions. They look identical. One of them is more expensive because it takes a physical disc.
Yes.
The other one, you can only do digital downloads.
Yeah.
So that was really confusing to me for a while. I was like, okay, I thought the whole console was going to be digital somehow.
No, was the base,
which doesn't make sense.
That's basically what Google's Stadia console is, and your eyes are going to glaze over as we're talking about this.
They already did. I went.
But basically, the digital version is going to be typically what PC gamers have. They don't have a disc that you insert to play the games. Mm-hmm. You download it to a hard drive, and you just play it off of that, right?
Okay.
The disc version is going to be a little bit more expensive. But basically, there's a deluxe model and kind of like the more budget model. The digital version is the budget model.
The budget model.
Yeah, does that make sense?
I stopped paying attention.
Oh my gosh! I knew that this would be an issue, so I'm trying to make this as interesting as I can. They announced a Harry Potter game, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, okay.
Are you excited about that?
No, I'm not going to play it. I really won't. I'm sorry.
No?
No, okay. Why would I play? I don't like playing things that I can't, like, look at right here, so I feel like if I was going to do, I don't know, I just can't.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
All right.
Also, I don't want to buy a whole console.
You don't want to buy a whole $400 console?
No, to play one game, I'd rather just play my Mario game.
Okay, there you go. They announced a bunch of exclusives, like Final Fantasy 16, God of War 2, which people were freaking out about. Spider-Man Miles Morales has also been announced. And kind
I love
of we
Miles
saw...
Morales as Spider-Man, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like my favorite Spider-Man.
So. Yeah, I agree. I wish that they had done kind of like a full Spider-Verse style game, like that sort of art style. Like the mixed medium.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
I'm still holding out for that to happen. I don't know if I'm kind of like you. I don't know if I would buy a full console to sort of play that.
No.
But I think that would be really cool. But we did watch kind of like a recap of all of the PlayStation 5 game footage. It looks incredible. What I'm excited about.
It looks fine.
No, it looks really good. It looks really good. The games that are meant to be super realistic look really good. I'm just going to say that. They look really good. They look really good. What I'm excited about, I'm not into the whole...
Okay, are you going to talk about the price point of the thingy?
The price point of the thingy?
Yeah, of the, what we were talking about. And I said that's expensive.
The...
Yeah.
No, the I don't thing. Know what
the
you're
game,
talking about.
The game holder that has all the games in it online.
Oh, okay, yes, yeah, okay. Game Pass. Microsoft Game Pass. The urgency that you were looking at me with your eyes.
Please just...
The thing. So, with Xbox Game Pass... You're able to pay $25 a month, and that basically gets you access to a library of 100 games, okay? It's a monthly subscription that they roll your like live play into so you can play with your friends, and basically everything is rolled in this one package that includes Game Pass. So basically, if you buy the $300 version, the Xbox Series S,
yes,
you're going to have Game Pass to play it, so it's $25 a month.
But I like that.
If you also have the disc version, the more expensive version, you're still most likely going to have Game Pass because that's kind of your Xbox Live.
I feel like that's a grift. It's so expensive.
That's not...
It is so expensive.
Let's do math. So let's do math and let's pretend that you're someone who plays games constantly.
Like, okay? I do play games constantly.
I'm saying games, not two games. Like a lot of games. So let's say that you play...
Well, don't
four,
be rude.
Let's say you play four games in a month. Okay.
I play four games in a month.
But with Game Pass, that only cost you $25 to play those four games. If you had purchased them individually, that's like $60 or $70.
How many
times
games
four.
Does one person need?
Do you want to know how many games I have in my Steam library right now? Let's pull it up.
Why do you have this many?
I have at least 40 games in my Steam library right now.
You've bought 40
No,
games.
I have no, okay. I have 113 games in my Steam library.
You've bought that many?
Either I've bought them or they've been free or they've been gifted to me. And that's low. That's low. There are people who have thousands of games in their Steam library.
Do you want to know how many games I have on my Switch?
How many?
Like less than 10.
Yeah, and I've been corrected by Jake in the comments, my co-host for the Dummy Thick Gamer Show. $25 a month includes the console. So that's like a payment plan for the console. Game Pass is just $10 a month.
A payment plan?
You've now triggered Bree when you've said payment plan. When you introduce financing of any kind, that absolutely sends Bree up the wall.
Oh my gosh. Every parent that does Dave Ramsey is going to not buy this for their kids. Jesus, it's a good deal. It's not a good deal.
It's not a good deal. Okay, well, that's your take on it. We'll see what happens around Christmas time when it's time to buy consoles for people. I have a theory.
For people? For me?
No.
For you?
What I'm saying...
You're going to buy a console for you?
I'm saying that a lot of parents are going to be making the decision... And $100 right now, with everything else that's going on, I think is going to make a difference when people come down to make that decision. I'm not saying that I want it to be Xbox. I don't care about what console performs better. I don't own stock in Microsoft or Sony. But I think...
We don't own stock.
But I think... I'm thinking realistically here. Times are hard right now, and Sony is still taking a big risk having a console that's $100 more expensive than their competition.
What's the competition again?
The Xbox.
I'm sorry.
So that's
okay, so the
our
Xbox,
discussion.
No, the Xbox.
On gaming.
The Xbox. The Xbox is... It takes a disc, right?
We're done talking about
this.
No,
does the Xbox take a disc?
The Xbox Series X takes a disc.
And it's only $400.
The Xbox Series S is, it's $400.
Well, just get that one. It doesn't have the grift involved.
No, the Xbox Series S is going to be $500. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Wait, go back. That was Australian money. I don't think you looked at it right.
No, the Xbox Series S will cost $499. That's the Series X. $500. So $500 for
and
the disc.
I hate this. I hate this so much. Everyone just buy a Switch.
Moving on to our next topic. We're talking about airlines selling tickets to flights to nowhere. So this is actually kind of interesting. So with countries being on lockdown right now, people who normally travel are kind of feeling that in a big way, and including pilots. In order to keep your pilot's license, apparently, you have to have so many hours logged in the sky.
Can't they, I don't know, be a little lenient this year?
Hop in Microsoft Flight Sim and just bang out some hours.
Some Sony Microsoft.
We're not talking about gaming anymore. I have a separate gaming podcast for this reason with Jake in the comments. We'll talk about that this weekend. But this one is neat. In the Association of Asia Pacific Airlines, they said that air travel has seen a 97.5% drop in international travel in their region. So this is crazy. Taiwan's EVA Air in Japan wanted to find a way to make more money and ensure their pilots could keep their licenses. So they started offering scenic flights. Last month, a plane that's typically bound for Honolulu instead sold tickets to a flight where they flew around for about an hour and a half with a Hawaiian experience on board. So you take off and land in the same place. You fly in the air for around an hour and a half.
I love that.
Would you do that?
I love that.
Is that something you'd do?
I think so.
It's getting on for no reason other than to just be on a flight.
I mean, it's kind of what we did, two or three Christmases ago, we got on a, what are they called? Helicopter.
A helicopter and looked at the lights.
And looked at the lights on the Fayetteville
Square.
That's
true.
And
that's true.
That was awesome. That's kind of what that is. I mean, it's a plane.
What blew my mind.
I don't really like flying.
Yeah.
I don't know. But do I? Would I do that?
I don't think
I don't
you
know.
Would.
I like the experience of getting, some sort of, drink with the
do you like umbrella. You like the amenities. You just like amenities.
I love amenities. It's my favorite part.
So this is wild. One airline offered this experience.
Would you do it?
No, I would not. I hate flying. They offered
a lot of people hate flying.
They offered an experience package where prices went anywhere from $575 to $2,765 with 134 seats available. This flight that flew low over the Australian outback and the Great Barrier Reef, the flight sold out in 10 minutes. This is a flight that took off in Australia.
It's 'cause no one has anything to do.
Circled around and landed. Someone paid $2,765 to do that. Isn't that wild?
That's
bizarre. Isn't that absolutely crazy?
But they are flowing low over it, so you do get to kind of see stuff.
I guess.
It's like a very expensive TV show. It's a very expensive movie experience,
And you kind of get to have that experience where you kind of get to have that experience where you get to tell people, yeah, I took a flight in the middle of the pandemic of 2020, you know? So I guess that's a thing. But it's kind of wild to me. I don't like travel. I don't like air travel. So I don't know why anyone would want to simulate that experience. So I don't think
I like the idea of having an umbrella and a drink. That's what I like.
You like the amenities. Well, the amenities. I'll recreate that here. I'll put you in a cramped closet.
Heck yeah.
And I'll shake the door. Okay. And I'll give you a little drink to hold on to.
Okay. And then what? Get my iPad.
Yeah.
Just hold it up.
You can watch like Bad Mom's Christmas on an iPad. Then sit in that closet for 3 hours and then get out.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to bring up the next topic?
I don't understand daylight savings, so okay. I don't know.
So two senators in Florida, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, have introduced legislation that would allow the United States to stay on daylight savings time through November 7th, 2021. Basically, they're saying that, look, it's already been a hard year. Let's keep the extra daylight and let's get everyone outside and keep them outside more. So let's not fall back. Let's not push the daylight back into the day. Let's keep it going.
I actually really like fall back time.
I like having the extra hour in the morning.
I like having the extra hour of dark.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm one of those crazy people. I'm a night person. I'm a night owl. So yeah. I like having the night be sooner.
Okay.
I don't know.
I am.
And
normally...
it's always like a harbinger for cooler weather too, which I love.
Okay.
I don't know. It's always like it goes together.
Yeah. Normally I would be for the extra hour of sleep in the morning. I really enjoy that. I feel more productive when that happens. Like every time fallback season rolls around, I'm like, hey, it's only 7 a.m.
I can never remember which one I get more sleep and which one I get less sleep.
I think you get less sleep in this one.
I get the same amount of sleep in this instance.
Yes.
What? But, no, really. I was talking to my sister the other day, and we're both like that, though.
Okay.
I'm not the only person.
No, you're not. It's a confusing concept. We're changing time.
It is a confusing concept.
We're just changing time.
Well, we were kind of arbitrarily changing time anyway.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I'm for this just because this has been a crazy enough year already. I don't want any more change of any kind.
I also feel like
I'm begging for consistency at this point.
I think God made the earth so that it would naturally do daylight savings. I don't know why we have to mess up.
You know what?
With the seasons.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because it gets
party line that falls on, I agree.
All right. Deal. I mean, like, it's already getting darker earlier. Like, it's already naturally doing that. So, let's not mess with it. Let's not mess with nature.
So, they're introducing this legislation. We're going to see where it goes. They still haven't voted on it yet. But similar bills like this have been introduced that kind of get killed in the debating process. So we'll see. I don't think this will happen.
They tried to do it in our state, but it got like kicked out or something.
Yeah. There's already a crazy amount of stuff going on politically this year. It's an election year. I don't see this getting much traction and people jumping in with it. So, yeah.
Well, on that note, guys... Register to vote.
Register to vote. Drink a lot of water. Wear your dang masks. And have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week.
On the flippity flop.
On the flippity flop.
Oh, and if you want a good time and you want to watch something that is definitely not from our universe, but from the Hunger Games universe,
yes.
Watch Dancing with the Stars.
Boom. That's our unofficial plug for the podcast this week. I love
Dancing with the Stars.